A motion of confidence in the Taoiseach Simon Harris will be debated and voted on in the Dáil this afternoon in order to avoid the risk of a debate on disabilities in the final week of the presidential campaign. The ANTU leader, Padraig Tobin, had said his party had planned to table a motion of no confidence next week. There are just 9 days to go in the presidential election. Today, Heather Humphreys will campaign in her native County Monaghan, while Catherine Connolly will canvass in County Meath. The Irish Times political editor, Pat Leahy, is with us now. Pat, does it make it tricky for Heather Humphreys that her party leader is in the spotlight over controversies at Children's Health Ireland and promises made to children with scoliosis at this point in the presidential campaign?
Well, it's not what she would have chosen, Justin, I think, and that's probably one of the reasons why the opposition will be happy that it gets to debate this motion. Though, speaking to people around the place yesterday, they were keener to do it next week, I think, than this week. The reason that the government has put down this motion today, I think, is to avoid doing it next week in you know, a few days before the presidential vote. But it kind of points, I think, to one of the difficulties that Heather Humphreys has had during this campaign, which is that she's had to defend the record of the government, which, although it has been re-elected and to that extent, I suppose, has the voters' endorsement, there's a long list of complaints that people have about it. And one of the most acute is on disability services. And that in turn, I think, has crystallised around the case of Harvey Sherratt that we'll probably hear a lot about in the Dáil this evening. So all in all, it's not great for Heather Humphreys, I would have thought.
And this is the decision to go today. That's the government's decision. They're preempting ANTU's motion, which Padraig Tobin had suggested would come next week. Now, there can only be one motion of confidence in a minister in a six-month period. But could ANTU change tack and table a different motion, perhaps a motion of no confidence in the entire government next week, so that there would still be a tricky debate on the table?
No, I don't think so, because what the government will do is put down a motion of confidence in itself, and what no confidence motions in ministers put down by the opposition tend always to be amended by the government to a motion of confidence in itself, and that's what it effectively amounts to. So that's what the government will do. Last night it signalled to the business committee that it will seek to change all the order of business this morning, which it can do because it has a majority in the Dáil. So that motion then is likely to be heard this afternoon, I understand.
Out on the presidential campaign trail yesterday, we saw a number of former politicians, two former Taoiseachs and three Marys in total, Mary Harney, Mary Coughlin and the former Labour TD, Mary Upton, all coming out to back Heather Humphreys, all criticising Catherine Connolly. Does that look like Heather Humphreys' campaign is calling in the cavalry on the back of the opinion poll at the weekend, which is putting her rival Catherine Connolly out in front?
I think there's a bit of that in it. I suppose it's also a sign that we're headed into, you know, we are heading into the last week of the decisive week of this presidential campaign. I think it's also a sign, especially when you see people in left-wing parties, in Greens and in Labour, breaking ranks with their own party. It's a sign that people in those parties don't really view Catherine Connolly as a unifying candidate of the centre-left, but in their view, she is closer to the hard left than the centre left. But I think it's also a sign of something else, Justin. I think it's a sign that they believe, the people that are coming out and breaking ranks with their parties, it's a sign that they believe that the momentum is probably with Catherine Connolly in this contest. And I think that's probably visible, not just from the polls that we've seen published the last two weekends, but also from the general observation of the campaign trail. It does see some momentum. Whether that continues into the last decisive week, we'll see. Presidential campaigns have a habit of lurching, some of them at the very last minute. But for now, on the basis of the published polls and of observation of the campaign trail so far, it does seem that the momentum is with Catherine Connolly.
And we've seen Heather Humphreys respond to that by coming out more forcefully attacking her opponent. I mean, is that type of negative campaigning a successful strategy? Because while you are attacking your opponent, you're not really selling your own merits as a candidate.
Well, as to whether it's successful or not, come back to me in a week and a half and I'll tell you. But you're right, that has always been the drawback towards negative campaigning, that while it may damage your opponent, it doesn't necessarily benefit you. And I think a lot of the Heather Humphreys, Fine Gael, and I suppose broader government criticism that we've seen of Catherine Connolly is that, you know, that she is, they're trying to paint her as somebody who is very much not centre-left, but somebody from farther left on the spectrum. And if you're in a general election campaign, you can see the rationale of that, because, you know, historically, people in this country have preferred to be governed by centrists. Whether it works in a presidential campaign is another matter. Mm. And I suppose we'll get some indication of how it's going, you know, in the coming days. But I think that the dynamics of voter choice have tended to be different in presidential campaigns.
In the case of Catherine Connolly, then, we saw yesterday and even today as well in your own paper, former Green TD Brian Leddon explained why he resigned from the Green Party over its support for Catherine Connolly. We've seen politicians from the Labour Party also break ranks from the leadership. Is that left-wing unity behind Catherine Connolly perhaps not as strong as it might have seemed at the start?
Well, clearly, yeah. I mean, I suppose one of the things that Catherine Connolly hoped to bring to this campaign, and she said it herself on a number of occasions, was the sense that she is unifying the left. And the left has I talked about earlier about how voters have tended to go for centrists when it comes to choosing the government. But one of the reasons for that, I suppose, is because the left has been so divided. And remember that, you know, the biggest party on the left, Sinn Féin, when choosing not to enter this race but to back Catherine Connolly, specifically talked about it being preparation for a left-wing government without Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So anything that fractures that from within the coalition of the left, such as it is, will not be welcomed by Catherine Connolly. Whether it is reflected by the voters or not, I suppose, is another matter.
Pat, thank you for speaking with us this morning. That's Pat Leahy, political editor with the Irish Times. It's 19 minutes past 7.